Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today is a deep dive into what the sources are calling the top 10 humanoid robots of 2026. And the consensus seems to be that the prototyping era is, well, it's definitively closed.
It is. We are now, without a doubt, in the deployment decade. This is the Model T moment for bipedal machines.
The Model T moment. So what's driving it? Because this feels sudden.
It is sudden, and less of an evolution and more like two massive forces just slamming into each other, a total convergence.
Okay, so what are those two forces?
First, a complete collapse in hardware costs. I mean, we're talking about the Unitree G1 being cheaper than a mid-range sedan.
Wow.
And second, the sudden maturity of world models. That's the AI that lets a robot understand physics, intuitively, without needing every single action pre-programmed.
So the hardware is basically a commodity now. Intelligence is the new game.
Exactly.
So where does the rubber meet the road? I mean, where are these things actually working?
Right. And for that, you have to look at Agility Robotics Digit V4. It is by far the undisputed logistics king.
And the numbers back that up. Our sources say it surpassed 100,000 successful tote movements at GXO Logistics.
That six-figure track record is the benchmark. And the kicker is the ROI. They're publicly targeting a return on investment of under 2 years.
Under 2 years compared to a human worker at what, $30 an hour?
That's the number. And that rapid ROI is built right into its design, specifically the legs.
The digitigrade legs, right. The ostrich-like design.
It's a functional masterstroke for logistics. It lets them crouch to reach the back of a shelf, unload a trailer. It's all about stability and reach.
But doesn't that prioritize warehousing efficiency over, say, versatility? That design isn't exactly built for walking over rough terrain, is it?
Precisely. It's a trade-off. So while
Yeah.
Digit is solving for heavy, high-volume industrial lifting, the focus for others shifts to precision.
To delicate tasks.
And they handle delicate tasks. And that's where you see something like the Figure 03. It's designed specifically for domestic chores.
Loading washing machines, clearing tables, that kind of thing.
Yes, and the detail that really jumps out is its dexterity. It has 3-gram tactile sensitivity.
3 grams. That's what, enough to handle porcelain?
Enough to handle delicate porcelain without breaking it. And its home integration is smart, too. It uses wireless inductive charging.
Right through its feet, so it just stands on a mat.
Exactly. No messy cables. It simplifies everything for residential use. Zero human intervention to power up.
The scale is moving so fast, though. Beyond the home and the warehouse, we're also seeing massive public service deployments. UbiTech's Walker S2.
Yes, that's a whole different ballgame. They've officially started deployment at the China-Vietnam border. It's a $37 million public security contract.
And what are they doing?
Managing cargo logistics and monitoring crowd patterns, all autonomously. And the key here is 24/7 continuous operation.
That 24/7 operation, that's a huge clue, isn't it? It points to a major shift happening under the hood. What's this doing to the core components?
It's forced a total standardization. We've basically seen the death of hydraulics.
Like with Boston Dynamics' new electric Atlas.
Exactly. The whole industry has shifted to high-torque electric motors. For you, the owner, that means dramatically less maintenance, cleaner operation. They're just more reliable.
But the sources all agree the bottleneck is still power. Everyone is fighting battery life.
Oh, absolutely. That's the Achilles heel. Most of these robots still hover in that 2 to 4 hour operational range.
So how do you get to 24/7 operation then?
Well, you're seeing two very different strategies emerge. On one hand, you have Tesla's Optimus Gen 3. They're leveraging their automotive 4680 cells.
The same ones from their cars?
The very same. They're proven, high density, and they can make them at scale. They're aiming for 8 to 10 hours of operation,
And the other strategy.
is what the Walker S2 does. It just bypasses the problem entirely. It uses autonomous battery swapping, pulls into a station, swaps its own battery in under 60 seconds, and gets back to work.
So this is all happening now. The hardware problem, it seems, it's largely being solved, but that just reveals the next massive challenge, right?
It does. The bottleneck is no longer the hardware. It's the data, the training data. We're calling it the 100,000-year data gap.
100,000 years.
Physical AI needs massive amounts of real-world video, of physical interaction data, to learn. It's the kind of data that text-based AI just scraped from the internet for decades. We don't have that for the physical world.
So while 2026 is the year of the factory, the experts are predicting 2027 or 2028 will be the year of the home helper. And that leaves us with a final thought for you to consider. What kind of physical tasks would you train a $16,000 Unitree G1 to do if the hardware was no longer the limitation?